What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Apparently, a listener called in to remind us all of how the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against Arizona. This was a few years back, basically forcing Arizona to continue to issue driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, specifically the Dreamers. And it's a horrible mess. And again, the Supreme Court buckled under to claims of racial profiling and discrimination and racism. No, it's all a matter about being illegally in this country. There is no constitutional right for a non-citizen to be here. And it's not racist to say so. There is a legal method to become a citizen to this country. And anybody who goes through the process, and I've known some people who worked in the computer animation industry who became legal U.S. citizens. And welcome. Glad you're here. Hope it's not a disappointment. But this liberal idea that the border should be down and anybody who wants to can walk on in and vote Democratic is destroying our nation. We're seeing the open borders agenda destroying Europe. And Bridget Bardot is right. Europe as it is today is not the Europe that those of us who've been there remember because of all of this Islamization, this displacement. And these countries are not able to sustain this population. Most of them, of the migrants, are not able to find a job. They lack skills necessary to be in the job market in Europe. And so they basically live off the social net, the safety net, and the hereditary citizens of the country are having to pick up the tab. And there's a lot of resentment building up. Now, apparently, over at Uber, they've had a problem in Arizona where one of their driverless cars, and it got into a deadly crash. And apparently there was a death, and Uber's CEO has now halted all autonomous car tests until they figure out what went wrong. And again, I know there's the big push for driverless cars or cars that drive themselves, and it's basically coming on slowly. I saw an ad for a car back when we were shopping. For our cars, there was an ad for a car, and I forget which one it was. But once you were in a freeway lane, you could take your hands off, and the car would basically just track the lines and keep you in the middle of it. It's sort of a gradual step up from cruise control. but these automatic driving systems are not truly intelligent. They're based on very simple rules. They're looking for things on signs. If a sign has been tagged, which is a major problem, the driverless cars will not recognize it. And that's a big problem. Now, do you remember way, way back when there was the crash of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 in Ukraine? And everybody was, you know, blaming everybody else. There was a rush to judgment that Russia had done it, much as we're seeing with the current spy poisoning situation. But there had been this one story of a Ukrainian pilot who had left the airbase, taken off, was gone for a while, came on back and was shaken, and he was quoted as saying, "I got the wrong plane, I got the wrong plane." Now, my theory is that Ukraine wanted to shoot down Vladimir Putin's aircraft. His presidential aircraft, it's nowhere near as grandiose as Air Force One. It's a converted commercial airliner, and its painting, its livery, is very, very similar to the livery of Malaysian Airlines, and at a distance could easily be mistaken. And I think that's what was going on. So this Air Force pilot, Vladislav Volishin, had been given all kinds of medals, supposedly for something he didn't do. according to Ukraine, has been found dead in his home. They're saying that it was a suicide. However, the police are investigating his death under the premeditated murder section of the Ukrainian Penal Code. And they found a Makarov at the place, and they were saying that he was basically had been depressed for a while. He'd been promoted to CEO of one of the region's airports. So financially, he was doing very well. He had all these military honors heaped on him. But I can imagine if you've accidentally shot down a plane full of harmless civilians, that that would kind of haunt you. And that may have been exactly what happened here. No. Up in Sweden, there's a great deal of outrage among archaeologists. And apparently the Stockholm's Lands Museum, they're ordering the deliberate systematic destruction of newly found artifacts from the Iron Age and the Viking period. And according to the Lands Museum, they're saying that these finds would be too burdensome to process. And so they're basically being put into recycling bins. Now, I don't know what's going on here, if Sweden is trying to erase the history of their forebears, but I could imagine there are museums around the world that would welcome these artifacts for their own collections. I imagine there are private collectors who would pay handsomely to possess some of this stuff, and that would mean more funding for the museum. But instead, they're literally taking these Viking artifacts and they're dumping them in the recycling bin. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining the network, and we're going to take a phone call from Curtis in Arizona. Aloha, Curtis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'd like to make a comment about Fox News. I think that everybody, it's clear that they are controlled opposition, the conservative side, that the left is CNN, obviously. Anything the deep state wants, therefore Fox, they pretend to be conservative on domestic affairs, but when it comes to the foreign policy, especially lately, they're in lockstep with CNN. They're pushing for war because that's what their orders are to take. You had a caller who had previously made it sound like they were on the conservative side, but they're shifting away from Trump. So I just want to make that comment. But the problem is that this works because most people, they're anything beyond 2 weeks of a news cycle, they don't retain. They just hear what they hear, they remember it for the last 2 weeks, and they react to it, and that's it. Is they don't have a big picture to look at. They don't have a long-term agenda to consider. And so they don't connect the dots. That's why something that could have happened 6 months ago that is very important to what might happen tomorrow, they won't remember. So it's easy to control the masses, even the conservative masses.
Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to make like that point about... Mike, you know, Hillary, as far as her controlling that whole Clinton dynasty, I mean, honestly, her father was a big shot in the Chicago mob. I don't know if you knew that. Okay, so that to start right there. And then that Bill Clinton was actually picked out of nowhere and put into a Rhodes Scholarship by somebody in, you know, somebody high in the globalist agenda. This was early on, so I don't know if they got together before this or that put them together to make a match made in heaven or alternate heaven. Right?
Well, so, I think when Hillary was first starting her career, there was still a great deal of sexism, and she needed a front. And hang on just a second. I'm Curtis. I'm going to have to let you go. It absolutely slipped my mind that we have a third hour guest, and that's Jim Beardsley. And Jim, I apologize. I lost my notes on that. Jim, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can. So what is it you want to share with us today?
Well, I'd like to start out by reading a short message that's at the top of the USS Liberty Veterans Association website. And it says, the USS Liberty Veterans Association condemns in the strongest terms the use of our blood, the blood of our fallen shipmates, and the suffering of our families by individuals and groups who are working to achieve a goal that is hostile to the state of Israel or the Jewish community. We welcome the active participation of any person or group that does not promote such a despicable agenda and unilaterally rejects those that do. I wanted to comment on that it was the Israelis that attacked the United States ship, the USS Liberty, in 1967. There were 34 dead sailors and 172 wounded. And what we're doing here is we're pandering. We're not supposed to say anything bad about the state of Israel. And this type of thing is going on all the time, the censoring with it and everything. Now, I'd like to add one comment here. We send $10 million a day to Israel. Recently, they had a fundraiser in Los Angeles for the Friends of the Israeli Defense Force. They've raised just short of $54 million. So let that sink in. We are paying the people that murdered and killed members of our armed forces, and we're giving them money. That's the perspective on this. What it belongs up at the top of the Liberty website, I'll never know. I think it's a shame that somebody put it up there, and it's really quite upsetting. It's so upsetting that I just learned today that one of my friends, Philip Turney, who was three-time president of the association, has resigned, and that truly makes me sad. So I hope that defines where we're starting with the discussion today, Mike.
Well, you're right. We're seeing Israel trying to take control. Well, they've taken control of much of the media, much of the government, and they're pushing for unconstitutional anti-First Amendment laws to protect themselves. And again, we're not criticizing the Jewish people. We're not criticizing the people of Israel. We're criticizing the actions of a government. And in the case of the USS Liberty, it's not just the government of Israel for attacking the USS Liberty. It's our own government for working so hard to cover it up and protect Israel. And it really is a very shameful incident in our history. And like you, I'm kind of wondering, who is it in the USS Liberty Association who decided to put that statement up there? And are they compromised?
Well, I don't know who put it up there, but Ernest Gallo is the president of the Veterans Association. So I would assume that the buck has to stop there with the president.
Well, clearly somebody in the organization is compromised. They were either being blackmailed or just outright bribed to put that up there. But again, it would have been more appropriate to say, we're talking here about the government of Israel, not the Israeli people, not the Jewish people. We're talking about the actions of the Israeli and U.S. government relative to the USS Liberty.
Well, to add insult to injury, the money that the Friends of the Israeli Defense Force gets is tax deductible. So we're paying for that. And prior to this fundraiser, they had $190 million in their treasury already. Now, I believe you touched on it in your last hour about how France was coming up with new laws to do something about not speaking out or criticizing Israel. Is that correct?
Well, they're basically adopting their own laws for social media to stop what they call is hate speech. But further on down in the article, they make it very clear that they consider any criticism of Israel to be hate speech. No, it's not hate speech. It's criticism. And criticism is constitutionally protected free speech in this country. I don't know what the French equivalent would be. But again, to see all these governments around the world just bowing and scraping to the government of Israel on these issues of free speech. I find it very shameful that U.S. politicians, U.S. members of Congress would even consider passing a law that sacrifices our First Amendment on the altar of Israel.
You got that right. And the last time that Netanyahu spoke to the United States Congress, he got 24 standing ovations, and 25% of his 40-minute speech was either applause or standing ovations. How can we have a Congress that stands up and applauds the leader of the country that murdered 34 American sailors and wounded 172 others? And by the way, the ship had to be scrapped. They never paid for it.
Well, as I recall, Israel never even compensated the survivors for their medical costs. But the reason Congress was standing up and down like a bunch of trained sea lions is that AIPAC had camcorders up in the gallery. And they had simply gone out and said, if you do not join with the applause for Netanyahu, we're not going to give you any more money for your next campaign. So AIPAC has bought and paid for our Congress out from, you know, the control of the American people.
Yes, sir. They bought and paid for it with our money, by the way. We're giving them $10 million a day.
Yep. It's a kickback scheme. Congress votes more money to Israel. Israel sends that money back. It gets laundered and given back to the politicians.
I'd like to clarify another point once and for all. Some people dispute the facts of the attack. There is nothing to be disputed. Admiral Thomas Moore, he was chairman of the Joint Chiefs shortly after that, and General Raymond Davis from the Marine Corps, and Rear Admiral Merlin Starling, and Ambassador James Atkins did a investigation, and the results were unanimous that Israel deliberately was attacked by Israel. There were 821 holes, 100 of which were rocket-sized shells. There was 12 attacking Israeli planes, which were jamming all the American emergency radio channels. And then when the lifeboats came, when the Liberty tried to put the lifeboats over, they were machine gunned. They wanted no survivors.
So, no, absolutely. I think Israel was going to sink the Liberty and blame it on Egypt to drag the U.S. Into the war on Israel's side. And as a matter of fact, there actually was a nuclear-armed strike force in the air headed for Cairo when the USS Liberty finally got their radios to work and got a message out, hey, we're being attacked by Israel.
Are you referring to the planes that the Saratoga launched, Captain Joe Tully?
Yes.
Yeah. I met Joe Tully. He's a very nice man, and I think if that was to happen today, he wouldn't care what anybody told him to do. He'd say, go get him, which should have happened, and we wouldn't be having all the problems we have now. In addition to what we said about the attack on the Liberty, Israel, while they're getting all this money, is killing women and children in the occupied, illegally occupied territories. And this has been going on. They have illegally occupied Gaza and the West Bank for over 50 years, and yet the United States government continues to give money to them. And then we have to put up with some kind of this nonsense that appears on the Liberty website about how we should be careful not to offend Israel. I don't care about offending Israel at all. I've got no love for those people. They attacked
that government. Government. We're criticizing the government of Israel. Let's just keep our focus here. Anyway, Jim, stay on the line. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Jim Beardsley about Israel's attack on the USS Liberty with the clear intent of sinking the ship. A lot of theories as to why Israel did this. One idea is that the Liberty was eavesdropping on Israel's war on the shore and learning things that Israel was doing that Israel didn't want to get out. As I mentioned before, my favorite theory, the one that makes the most sense, is that Israel intended to sink the Liberty, no survivors, in order to say it was done by Egypt and bring the U.S. into the war on Israel's side against Egypt. And again, we know this is how wars get started, false flags. And this certainly was a false flag. And I agree in part with the sentiment that we shouldn't blame Jewish people for the crimes of the government of Israel. We shouldn't blame the people of Israel for the crimes of the government of Israel. We're criticizing governments. That's what we're doing here. We're criticizing the actions of Israel's government and the U.S. government. We don't have an issue with the people of America or the people of Israel. Anyway, Jim, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I do, actually. I agree with your diagnosis of that. But you can't, as a population, like, we Americans are responsible in some way, us as citizens, for the massacres that go on in Gaza. We can't give everybody a free ride. It just can't be that way. Somewhere along the line, people have to take responsibility for their government.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if you know that, but the bill, I'm slightly changing the subject, on the BDS, they're trying to get in there. It was going to be a felony to support certain boycotts of companies against Israel. Can you imagine that? You talk about the Constitution. What did they do? Throw it out the window?
No, they're trying to.
I don't think they got it through.
Well, I know that there is already a U.S. law that prohibits companies from boycotting Israel. Now they're just trying to bring it on down to the civilian level. But that existing law about companies flies in the face of the Citizens United decision, which says companies are legal persons with the right to freedom of speech. So that law ought to be struck down as well. But again, any member of Congress who supports this idea of a Palestinian exception to the First Amendment, if there's exceptions to free speech, it's not free speech, it's permitted speech. And that's dictatorship. And I think that very few Americans would be comfortable with that.
The other thing that creeps into this thing and is very much indirectly connected with it is this dual citizenship. When you have somebody who's an Israeli citizen and a United States citizen, where does that person's loyalty lie? Now, I'm sitting here and I can almost assure you positively that Americans were serving in the Israeli Defense Force at the time of the attack on the Liberty. I'm not suggesting, although it might have happened, but I'm not suggesting that they actually flew any of the planes or were on the torpedo boats, but some of them were in the IDF. Now, how do we do that? I mean, you can't have that kind of thing with that dual citizenship. Your comment.
Well, my comment is obviously dual citizens ought to be banned from holding any office in the United States, and other countries around the world already have that. They want indigenous citizens holding these positions of power rather than people of divided loyalty who may be feeling more loyal to Israel than to their country. To me, that's just common sense. But we do have dual citizens in many positions of power and authority. Israel is certainly disproportionately represented within our political system, and we're living under puppet rule. What Israel has done to the United States is no different than what the United States has done to Iraq, is trying to do to Syria, plans to do to Iran, has done in Afghanistan, Libya, and Yemen. And we should not be any more content with it than the people in those other countries. We have a Vichy government in Washington, D.C. They are ruling this nation for the benefit of a foreign power. And you can see the results every day. Just walk down the street, look at the deterioration of the infrastructure, the homeless, and the hungry, and you will understand. This government in Washington, D.C. is not running this country for the benefit of the American people. They're running it for the war machine. They're running it for their friends in Tel Aviv. And it is disgraceful.
Well said, my friend, well said. And I will give you an example. You're familiar with Jonathan J. Pollard, who was an American-Israeli citizen who worked for the U.S. government with top secret clearance. And, of course, he was arrested as a spy. Israel denied they had anything to do with it. But he said that his loyalty was with Israel, not the United States of America. And that is a big problem. So I think we're agreeing on this point wholeheartedly, of not having dual citizenship. It seems to only affect the Israeli-American dual citizenship. We don't have Mexican-American dual citizenships.
No, we don't really. All right, Jim, you got to stay on the line. We got to take another commercial break, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
World into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're finishing up with Jim Beardsley, and we're talking about this idea of a dual citizen, that somebody who is a citizen of Israel can come to the U.S. and gain citizenship and not give up their previous citizenship. And Jim is absolutely right. It's a very unique arrangement with Israel, because for much of the rest of the world, if you come to the United States and you become a legal U.S. citizen, you must surrender your previous citizenship. So, and again, no government can serve two masters. And a government that serves Israel cannot, does not, and will not serve the American people. And one of the things I kept saying when Trump was running his Make America Great was that we need a government that focuses on America, puts America first, second, and third. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like we got it. Trump is, you know, good friends with Netanyahu, and apparently Bibi Netanyahu is the reason why North Korea is now on the back burner. And Trump is getting ready to basically pull out of the P5+1 agreement, which will open the door to war with Iran. Jim, what are your thoughts?
Well, I wanted to add here that I believe I'm correct on this. If I'm not, I don't mind you correcting me. But I believe that if you're Jewish when you go to Israel, you're a citizen as soon as you step off the plane. And if you're going to move there permanently, they will give you an allowance for housing and whatnot. I believe I'm correct on that. Do you have any?
Yeah, you are. It's called the right of return. Because Israel is supposed to be this nation for the Jewish people. The only problem is that a lot of the Ethiopian Jews tried to take advantage of that, and now Israel has decided they don't want the Ethiopians there, and they're starting to send them back.
Yeah, that's true. And the other thing that is terribly disturbing to me, and I know you well enough to know that it's terribly disturbing to you and to Claire, is the number of Palestinian children that have been injured, put in jail, and killed. A fairly recent account is 2,175 Palestinian kids dead. And this is not what the USS Liberty was all about. I find it also rather ironic that on the same day that the ship, the USS Liberty, was attacked, the U.S., the United States Liberty, was attacked. And I think that we have to keep on this thing. We can't let go of it. There is a new book out by the Liberty. It's called Erasing the Liberty. And the book is full of facts, documented facts, not hearsay. And if somebody wants it as a reference, it's a marvelous book.
Yeah, I have a copy, and I had the authors on the radio show a while back.
Yeah, I recall that. The only other thing is that I think that Israel is making more enemies on a day-to-day basis. I don't think they're popular in the world. Unfortunately, they're dragging us down. And something, I don't want to put you in a scary position, but I know where you live. I know how close you are to Pearl Harbor.
But yes.
Israel has at least 200 to 400 nuclear warheads, and they have the means of delivering them. And that's against the violation of we should not be given any money. I believe it's the Arms Control Act of 1973 that we should not be giving or cannot be giving any money to any country that has nuclear weapons unless they're members of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And we're doing that on a daily basis. And
You're absolutely right here. That was encoded or enacted with the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act, and then later restated with the Glenn Act. And that is why the U.S. government refuses to discuss Israel's nuclear arsenal, because the instant the U.S. government acknowledges that they know Israel has a nuclear arsenal, then you're going to have people standing up and saying, wait a minute, we want a refund on all that money you took from us to give to Israel. Remember when Obama first had his first press conference as president, longtime fixture in the White House press corps, I'm blanking on her name, asked him a direct question, what countries in the Middle East have nuclear weapons right now? And Obama put on his tap shoes and danced around and said, well, we're against proliferation, blah, 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 never actually answered the question. And the next day, this lady was fired.
Yeah, I do remember that. I remember that very clearly. And I'm going to give you a specific example. I live in Arizona, and I have written, called, emailed Senator McCain and Senator Jeff Flake with one simple question. And here's the question. What is your position on Israel having nuclear weapons? Straight out. No, how do you do or anything else? One simple question. And I encourage listeners to do that to their own senators. McCain sent back a letter that had nothing to do with my question. I've gone round and round with Jeff Flake three times now. And they said, well, if you bring the letter down to the office here, we'll see that he gets it. But it's a simple enough question. And we, as American citizens, deserve an answer.
We do. We absolutely do. But, again, we know that Israel has nuclear weapons. They were developing one in partnership with the former government of South Africa. Following the collapse of that government, paperwork surfaced showing that Israel was selling clandestine nuclear weapons on to other nations. We don't know how many they sold or to who, and that is a big sticking point. But you're absolutely right. The U.S. government is violating our own laws continuing to give U.S. taxpayer money to Israel when Israel has nuclear weapons. And it's not like they really need our money. They've got a very high standard of living over there.
Oh, yeah. I've been there about 12 times. And if you go up to the kibbutz, and they have grass growing and swimming pools and waterfalls. I mean, it's luxury living. There's no doubt about it. But you said something about the people a while back, and this kind of got away from me. But years ago, I don't know if they still do it. Every Friday, that's the Sabbath of the Jewish religion, a group of women dressed all in black would go down in front of the King David's Hotel. The hotel, by the way, was blown up by the Israeli terrorists. At any rate, they had signs that said peace. And other Jews, Israelis, would go by them and spit upon them. And I have talked to four of those people, and that was a few years ago. So it's just a deplorable situation. And the more we let Israel get away with it, the more they're going to do.
And yes.
When I resigned from the Liberty Veterans Association because of what I read to you, I will not be associated with a company that shamelessly panders to a country that murdered 34 fellow Americans and wounded 172. But there's other members of the Liberty that I have met through the years that I would stick with forever. They're really decent people, and they've worked hard to get justice. And that's all the people on the Liberty want. They just want justice.
Well, you know, it's amazing when you think about it. The history books are full of ships like the Monitor, which sank in a storm, the Indianapolis, which sank and the crew got eaten by sharks, the Arizona, which got blown up. But the Liberty survived an attack by a foreign power, and she was scrapped and forgotten. And that tells you right there, there's something going on. I know the captain of the Liberty received the Congressional Medal of Honor for saving his ship, but it was the only Congressional Medal of Honor not presented by a president at the White House. He was basically given the medal at this very private ceremony at the U.S. Navy Yard that the public was not allowed to see.
Yes, you're right about that. That's another disgraceful thing. But no matter what the Liberty does, they label it anti-Semitic. And quite frankly, the anti-Semitic label is wearing very thin, very thin. People are tired of hearing it.
I am. I'm sick and tired of hearing it. And, you know, trying to deflect criticism for the government of Israel's crimes by screaming anti-Semitic is like defending Hitler by saying you just hate the German people. It really is very silly when you look at it from another context. And there was that former member of the Knesset was on Amy Goodman's show, Democracy Now!, came right on out and said, it's just a trick. We scream anti-Semite when somebody asks a question that we don't really want to answer. It's a tactic.
To tell you how bad it is, there was a library in Grafton, Wisconsin, in, I believe, 1994, and the chief donors wanted to name it in honor of the Liberty, called the USS Liberty Memorial Library. And the Jewish consul, Howard Schoenfield from the Milwaukee Jewish Consul, went up and met with the officials trying to stop this, and they said this is going to be anti-Semitic, on and on and on. Well, thank God the city of Grafton didn't cave into their results. But when it came time for the ceremonies, the president didn't send a congratulatory message. Nobody from Great Lakes Naval Training Station was allowed to go, although one chief petty officer went and said he would go no matter what they told him to do. There was no honor guard, on and on. But this is what the poor people in this Liberty have had to put up with all these years. And all they really want is justice. Is that asking too much?
When it comes to Israel, yes, it is asking too much. And Israel is fanatical about protecting its image and crafting this illusion of the Jewish state to the world. And it's why they try and shout down anybody talking about the USS Liberty. It's why they try and shout down anybody that's talking about the government of Israel's crimes in the West Bank and the Golan. It's why they work so hard to protect the myth of the Holocaust, because that's the justification that allowed the founders of Israel to steal Palestine. And they're not happy with what they've got. They want more of it. They want all of Jerusalem. They've just about got that done. And yeah, they're carving up the West Bank with these illegal settlements to basically destroy any possibility of a two-state solution.
When I was over there last time, there was a little joke going around. I was with about a dozen people, and we would sit around at night and talk and everything. One of the guys said, "Yes, Israel wants peace. They want a piece of Jordan, a piece of Syria, a piece of this, and a piece of that."
I've heard
that
one.
So,
yeah,
I'm sure you have. I think that this is an opinion. I think that this idea of Israel protecting their image has been shot. I don't know of anybody that likes Israel. I really don't.
No, except for people who are Jewish and feel obliged by their religion. I think people are just sick and tired of Israel's bullying, their constant do one thing, say another. We are certainly getting tired of anybody who asks a question, such as about Israel's nuclear arms, just being dismissed as anti-Semitic and hating the Jewish people. They have worn it out. They've overplayed it. 20, 30 years ago, it had shock value to be called an anti-Semite. And these days, Israel's used it so much, it's like, I don't even care anymore. A lot of people are very tired of what Israel's doing. A lot of people are very angry over the obviousness with which Israel is controlling our government.
Did you know that almost to a man, as far as I know, on the USS Liberty, supported Israel? And when those planes flew over for reconnaissance, they thought they were in good hands. They supported Israel. They were against the Egyptians. And the Israelis are the ones that attacked them.
Yep. You know, we've seen leaders sacrifice people for political gain. We know that Roosevelt literally left Pearl Harbor wide open. They knew the Japanese were coming. They'd been tracking them across the ocean. There had actually been a task force, Task Force 29, that was doing exercises northwest of Oahu. And Roosevelt got on the radio and told that force commander, get those ships back to Pearl Harbor right now. No explanation. All the modern ships, the aircraft carriers and their auxiliaries, had been sent off way to the south so that when Pearl Harbor was attacked by Japan, it was a bunch of older junk ships. The Utah, the sister ship to the Arizona, had already been taken off combat status and was being used as a gunnery training vessel. So people do that sort of thing. Roosevelt was willing to see all those sailors get killed, just like Bush was willing to see all those people get killed in the World Trade Towers to get their war going. It's the way they think.
Mike, this thing that I found out this morning about Phil Turney resigning really hit me emotionally, and it's a short letter. Would it be okay if I read it?
Yeah, sure. Jimmy, you there? I think we lost him. All right. Well, he may call back in the next segment. Anyway, apparently down in New Orleans, their police department was working on a pilot program in cooperation with CIA-connected Palantir Technologies. And basically, they were trying to covered as a philanthropic partnership, but they were actually testing a secret pre-crime system, Shades of Minority Report. But thanks to an exposure in The Verge, they've now canceled the program because a lot of people got very, very upset over that. Now, the U.S. Department of Justice Whistleblower Aaron Westrick and Toyobo Company Limited have announced a settlement in one of the most hotly contested False Claims Acts in American history. And this has like been 13 years they've been running this over whether Toyobo conspired to sell unsafe Zylon bulletproof vests to American police departments. And Toyobo has agreed to pay the United States $66 million to settle allegations that it violated the False Claims Act. Now, the case originated all the way back in 2001 when Toyobo informed Second Chance Body Armor that the Zylon would experience degradation. Okay, and we're going to take a break now for some commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, and we have Jim Beardsley back. And Jim, you wanted to read Phil Turney's resignation letter.
Ready to go. Dear friends, shipmates, after reading the LVA letter, as you can see in this mail, I must no longer be part of the LVA. My resignation is effective now. I wish the best for all of my mates I care about deeply. I must say my dear friend and boss aboard the Liberty, Mr. George Golden, would roll over in his grave reading what the LVA board supports, silence cover-up of the God's honest truth. I will not be part of something I am totally against. I will not forgive or forget cold-blooded murders. I am not built that way. To follow the ADL guidelines to silence the truth-tellers of the Zionist assassins from the LVA board breaks my heart. I and Dave Gahari will continue with our revised book, Erasing the Liberty, the feature film, and our radio show on Rents Radio every Thursday p.m., the USS Liberty Massacre Hour. I have not one regret for my departure. I have spent over 30 years of my life fighting to bring the criminal state of Israel to justice. No one should be allowed to murder Americans on the high seas and get by with it, as well as our bought and paid for government to their knees, kissing the bloody boots of the Zionist state. My heart goes out to the oppressed people of Palestine with the land grab in the 1967 war that is driving the rightful owners of their land into the sea. Justice, I pray, will take the evil, wicked ones' atrocities that have gone on for so long with a blind eye is more than I can take. I love America. I love my family and friends. May this stain of lies reflect on the goodness of the soul of all of God's beautiful children. Very respectfully, Philip Francis Turney. That's it.
Well, that's a very fine resignation letter, and I can understand why he was so upset, why you're so upset. I'm upset as well. We have a First Amendment right to criticize the actions of any government anywhere, and that includes the government of Israel, which tried to sink the USS Liberty, and I think frame Egypt for it. It is a crime. Well, we were not technically in a state of war with Israel. And Israel tried to cover it up by saying, well, you know, it was a cloudy day, and we thought it was an Egyptian horse-carrying ship, because we all know horse-carrying ships have dish antennas all over them. And our governments conspired to cover it up as well. And you have to wonder, what other things has Israel done through the years that we don't know about? Because our own government keeps them from us. Now, we know that one of the reasons Israel hated John F. Kennedy is he didn't want them to get nuclear weapons. So that may have been one of the many motives behind his assassination. But no, I don't have a positive view of the government of Israel, and I probably never will, and I think the rest of the world probably feels the same. But we have a right to speak out when we don't approve of how a government is behaving. It's protected by the First Amendment. Jim, we got to let you go. There's the music. The show is over for the day. Please stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. And again, keep RBN alive. Tell five, and have those five tell five. Same thing with whatreallyhappened.com. We need you to evangelize for the independent media while we are at war with the corporate media and the deep state. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.